is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Another week of OTAs comes to an end, and joining us in studio, the defensive coordinator for the Bills, Jim Schwartz. Coach, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
What have you accomplished in the first 2 weeks?
You know, we've got just about everything installed from a defensive standpoint, from a scheme standpoint. We've had a lot of time to work with the players on the field. You know, it's tough this time of year because you want to get ahead of yourself, but this is a non-competitive situation.
Sure.
It's hard to read too much into how the players are doing, but you do know about technique. You know about communication, how well they're picking up the system. We're seeing those things from the players. I think we're seeing some progress there.
Just about everything installed. That means by the time you get to camp, you are on the second go-around with installation?
That would really be the third time.
Really?
Because in phase two of our off-season program, we install for the first time. And then in phase three, the OTAs, we install again. And really, in mini camp, we'll revisit it again. And then we'll revisit it again at the beginning of training camp. So, you know, I think it gives the players time each step along the way to digest the information and also to, you know, get a little bit more firmly under their feet.
Coach, this is a big question that comes up on the show among fans here. There was a lot of good things that happened with that Buffalo defense last year, and people worry that things are going to change this year. Can you set any minds at ease about what you have planned? People like the attacking style, the disguised pass rush that they had last year. Where are you going with that?
Yeah, I mean, our job is to win games, not to do anything else. So, you know, stats aside, you know, I look at a defensive job is to limit points. And we got to stop drives. We got to win on third down. We got to stop the run, which puts us in good third downs. We got to play good in the red zone. And we got to be opportunistic in getting the ball back because turnovers stop drives too. Sacks pretty much stop drives. We're still going to emphasize the same things. You know, it might be a little different execution of a similar plan. The same mentality, the same players, and same strengths and weaknesses of those players. I think that there's some places we can improve. We can improve in points allowed. I think that's a big thing. We can improve in run defense, and allowing big plays. I mean, we got to find a way to stop the big plays because that's what equals points. If we do a good job of those, we'll help our offense and we'll put ourselves in position to win.
On the face of it, people want to think that the Bills are changing from a 3-4 approach to a 4-3 approach. Is that too simple? Does that boil down too simply?
You know, honestly, when you watch us last year, there really wasn't a lot of true 3-4 personnel. You know, we have hybrid players. A guy like Jerry Hughes is a hybrid player. You know, Manny Lawson is a hybrid player. We can continue to use those guys in some of those similar roles. I mean, to call us a true 3-4 team, I don't think that's real accurate. There were very few times that we were in a true 3-4 last year.
Do you have the personnel in place here that you need, in particular defensive ends? Do you have the kind of defensive ends you need for your defense?
Well, we start with Mario Williams, and
you
know that's a pretty good start right there. You know, one of the best players in the National Football League. I think Jerry Hughes had an outstanding year. Like I said, he's a little bit more of a hybrid player, but you know, we've used players at, you know, at his size, and they've been effective. You know, I think we have players at all three levels of our defense. I'm really impressed by our secondary. Even, you know, the guys returning from last year, but also adding a player like Corey Graham. I think he's an outstanding addition. You know, I think that, you know, I like what I've seen so far. You know, but every year you're going to have a little different personality. I think as a coach, you know, you have to be able to make the best of what you have. And every year there's going to be a little bit different personality with that group. And it's our job as coaches to put those players in good positions to accentuate their positives and accentuate their strengths and try to minimize the weaknesses that you have. Every team's going to have weaknesses. Every team's going to have strengths.
One of the new additions to the defense is Brandon Spikes, who came in here talking about being a three-down linebacker. Is that realistic for him?
Well, that race hasn't been run yet.
Right.
That'll be run in training camp and in preseason games. He's a veteran player. He's had some experience. He stayed on the field in nickel in the past. We'll have good competition at that spot. You know, a guy like Kiko Alonso was outstanding in pass defense. He was outstanding all around last year. You know, adding a guy like Preston Brown, Keith Rivers, Nigel Bradham has had a really good OTA session so far. Again, you don't want to read too much into where players are now. Right now, it's about learning the system. You know, getting their technique better And once we get to training camp, the competition will begin.
We haven't seen a lot of Kiko, obviously, on the field in these OTAs, but I can't help but think that he is going to thrive being outside with a little bit more space outside.
I think it'll fit him better. But again, that race hasn't been run yet either. I think that, when you start talking about base defense, nickel defense, there's plenty of opportunities to be outside, also inside. There's a lot of different, alignments that you can employ. He's a multidimensional player, and we'll employ his multidimensional skills in a perfect world, a little bit like Mario Williams, moving him around. So the offense can't get a good bead on him. I think we can do similar things with a guy like Kiko because of his flexibility.
What do you like about the third round draft pick, Preston Brown?
He doesn't look like a rookie so far. A lot of times rookies come in and even if they're physically talented, their heads are swimming and, it takes them a little while. They make so many mistakes. He's been a very consistent performer from the very beginning, and that's difficult. We don't have very much meeting time right now. We don't have a whole lot of walkthrough time. But he's picked things up very quickly and has gone on and be able to show the physical skill that had him drafted in the third round. All players are talented, but it's usually how quickly they're able to pick up the scheme. And linebacker's a tough scheme for a rookie to put up. It was so impressive about Kiko and what he was able to do as a rookie. I'm excited about Preston. I really think that he showed some good things, but that calmness on the field, you need calm out of a linebacker, signal caller and, keeping everybody on the same page. He's good at that. And he's been very consistent in the practices we've had so far, but let's not judge any linebackers until they have shoulder pads on and, they have to make tackles and get off blocks.
We're in studio with Bills defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. You have just, now the last day or two begun to get a look at Aaron Williams and some teamwork in these OTAs, but based on what you saw on film, it's pretty clear you like Aaron Williams, what he did last year.
Yeah, I mean, he really fits the description of what we're looking for in a safety and what they were looking for last year in a safety and what just about everybody's looking for now. You need to have cover skills, but you also need to be able to play in the box at times. You need to have range over a half field. You have to be able to play man-to-man. He can do all those things, and he's a tough physical player. I really liked what I saw from him last year. He's on a slow progression, too. We have a lot of guys coming back from off-season surgeries, Mario and Aaron Williams, Leotis McKelvin, Stephon Gilmore, Kiko Alonso, some of our best players. And like I said, it's sometimes you want to get ahead of yourself this time of year. I think we're doing a very good job. Coach Marone's doing a very good job of, sort of spotting those players, limiting their exposure. Getting enough reps that they get comfortable, but not so many that you set them back from an injury. And when we get to training camp, we'll really be able to see those guys.
Because McKelvin's been out, because Gilmore's been out, you've had a long look at Corey Graham. You already mentioned him as a kind of a standout player. To me, his versatility and almost his professional demeanor seem to carry him a long way.
Yeah, he's been around the league, and you can tell. A little bit like I talked about with Preston Brown, was so unusual to see from a rookie, the calmness and his ability to go out there and consistently perform. You see that from Corey, and you expect that from a veteran player. He can play inside at nickel. He can play outside at corner. He's made plays at both of those positions in our OTA so far. He can play special teams. He's played safety in the past. He's a very valuable player. And you'll be a key part of our defense this year.
After 5 years as a head coach, back to a coordinator role, do you enjoy it, Coach, not having the non-football aspects of the job to deal with now as a coordinator?
Yeah, I enjoy everything about this game. Make me a quality control coach. I'd enjoy that, too. I mean, that's why we do it. We don't do it for money, even though the money's nice. We do it because this game's in our blood, and we like to be around the team, the strategy, every bit. It's fun to go out there to practice. It's fun to get ready for a game and get ready for off-season program, all that stuff is in our blood, and we enjoy whatever role we have.
Coach, thanks, we appreciate this.
All right, thanks, Murph.
Coach Jim Schwartz, Bills defensive coordinator. John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.